This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, U.S. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the U.S. House of Representatives committee leading the impeachment inquiry. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Joseph Bondi is the lawyer for Lev Parnas, who was deeply involved in efforts by Giuliani to press Ukraine to open an investigation into Joe Biden and Biden's son. Bondi tweeted they worked through the night to get data from two of his clients' smartphones to the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump has already been impeached in the House, but Chair Adam Schiff says the committee is still working to gather information leading up to the president's trial in the Senate. Bondi's tweets include a photo of Parnas posing with President Trump, both smiling and giving a thumbs up with the hashtag Let Lev Speak. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The White House says it will stop calling China a currency manipulator. Jackie Quinn has more.
The Trump administration's dropping the label currency manipulator that it had slapped on China last year. 5 months after branding China a currency manipulator, the administration's dropping the designation. It's part of the Phase 1 trade agreement with China to be signed at the White House Wednesday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says China's made enforceable commitments to refrain from competitive devaluation while promoting transparency and accountability. Although he's removing China from a currency blacklist, it remains on a watch list of 10 countries whose currency practices are being closely monitored. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israel's caretaker parliament on Monday approved of putting together a committee to decide whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should be immune from prosecution for alleged corruption. The committee must decide whether to send the question to the entire Knesset. Most members of the current parliament are Netanyahu opponents. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Monday offered a vigorous defense of President Donald Trump's decision to order a drone strike that killed top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. He said Trump had the legal authority to act. He also confirmed that the White House had consulted the Justice Department ahead of the January 3rd drone strike that killed the Quds Force commander and several others near Baghdad Airport. Kenyan police say suspected al-Shabaab militants have killed three teachers in Kenya's northeastern Garissa County. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenyan police say the teachers were killed when an unknown number of armed men attacked a school in Garissa County near the border with Somalia. Police spokesman Charles Owino says the militants also attacked a police post, but he says no officers were injured. As police began a search for the attackers, Garissa County education officials, with the help of the national government, withdrew teachers from the schools perceived to be too dangerous. In just over a month, Al-Shabaab has been blamed for attacks that killed at least 23 people in Kenya, including an attack on a military base that killed three Americans. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has agreed to grant Prince Harry and his wife Meghan their wish for a more independent life, allowing them to move part-time to Canada while remaining firmly in the House of Windsor. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a statement, Queen Elizabeth says there'll be a period of transition in which the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will spend time in Canada and the UK. She says she and the rest of the royal family are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. The Queen adds, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. The Queen acknowledges these are complex matters requiring more work to resolve. I'm Ben Thomas.
Australia continues to battle the catastrophic bushfires that have devastated large parts of the country. Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government is spending $34 million to help restore and protect the country's wildlife, which has been devastated by the flames.
This has been an ecological disaster, a disaster that is still unfolding. Some 8 million hectares have been burnt, and we know that our native flora and fauna have been very badly damaged.
Talks between leaders of Libya's two warring sides wrapped up Monday in Moscow, with Russia's foreign minister noting some progress a day after a fragile ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey came into force. The warring factions failed to sign the truce as scheduled Monday and adjourned for further discussions on Tuesday. I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.